President Xi Jinping's announced that China will provide aid to the international community to fight COVID-19. He made the announcement while addressing the 73rd session of the World Health Assembly via video link.
中国将在两年内提供20亿美元国际援助。
China will provide $2 billion over 2 years to help with COVID-19 response and with economic and social development in affected countries, especially developing countries.
He says China will work with the United Nations to set up a global humanitarian response depot and hub in China and ensure the operation of anti-epidemic supply chains. Meantime, he says China will establish a cooperation plan for African hospitals. He says China is ready to work with the international community to bolster support for the hardest hit countries under the greatest strain of debt service so that they can tide over the current difficulties. A city in Jilin province has imposed complete closed-off management for local residential communities with confirmed or suspected cases of COVID-19. Stores and supermarkets in Shulan are now responsible for delivering daily necessities. People who work for government agencies or companies that have resumed operations need special passes for entry and exit of their residential communities. Households in other residential communities or villages are only allowed to dispatch one family member once every 2 days to go shopping for living materials for no more than 2 hours. Since the city saw a new, locally transmitted COVID-19 case on May 7th, Shulan's reported 19 new local confirmed cases and over 500 close contacts of the cases. Confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the United States have topped 1.5 million. Figures from Johns Hopkins University show that COVID-19 deaths rose to over 90,000 as of Monday. The state of New York remains hardest hit with over 351,000 cases and more than 28,000 deaths. Other states with over 50,000 cases include New Jersey, California, and Michigan. Meanwhile, over 40 states have started to partially or fully reopen their economies. However, the U.S. in general is yet to see a downward trend in the rate of COVID-19 infection. California Governor Gavin Newsom's announced that the state is relaxing some of its reopening criteria. This means most of the state may soon be offering services such as dining at restaurants. He says it applies to counties that want to reopen faster than the state and estimates that 53 of 58 counties could meet that new criteria. The European Union says it's put together $151 million in financial aid to bolster food security in East Africa. Food security in the region suffered during the COVID-19 pandemic. The EU says the grant will provide support to farmers and small and medium-sized enterprises.